Sita Madhurya, chapter 13. At the beginning of the 12th chapter, Arjun asked Lord Krishna, "The devotees who, with their minds constantly fixed on you, adore you as possessed of form and attributes, and those who adore only the imperishable, the unmanifest, which of these two are better?" The Lord responded, "I consider those the best who, endowed with supreme faith, having fixed their mind on me, worship me." Further, he explained, "Those who adore only the imperishable, the unmanifest, also attain me. But greater is their difficulty because they are centered in the body." Then he described the former type of worship in detail. Now he starts the 13th chapter in order to explain the latter kind of worship. First, the Lord starts the topic of discrimination between Kshetra or body and Kshetragya or soul or spirit. Arjun said, "O Lord, those who are solely devoted to you, endowed with attributes and form, are extremely dear to you. But what about those who adore you as formless and attributeless?" Lord Krishna said, "Brother, they possess true knowledge or discrimination." Arjun said, "O Lord, what is discrimination about?" Lord Krishna said, "It is about body and soul. This body is spoken of as the field or kshetra, and one who knows it is called the knower of the field or kshetragya by the wise." Arjun said, "What is the form of the knower of the field or kshetragya?" Lord Krishna said, "Know me to be the kshetragya in all the kshetras." The expression, "Know me to be the kshetragya in all kshetras," means that this body is a fragment of Prakriti and you are my fragment. Therefore, have an inclination to me and a disinclination for Prakriti. The second interpretation is that you have accepted your identification with Kshetra or body by mistake, but your identification with me is axiomatic. So, know this fact. Arjun said, "O Lord, what is that knowing?" Lord Krishna said, "Kshetra and Kshetragya are different. In my opinion, to know this is real knowledge. It means that the Kshetra has its identity with the world, while Kshetragya has its identity with me. To experience this properly is knowledge in my opinion." Arjun said, "What are the different points which should be known for gaining knowledge of Kshetra and Kshetragya?" Lord Krishna said, "There are 6 points which should be known. 4 of them are about Kshetra and 2 about Kshetragya. What that Kshetra is, what it is like, what its evolutes are, and whence is what, and also who that Kshetragya is and what his powers are, hear all this from me in brief." Arjun said, "Where has this topic been described in detail, O Lord?" Lord Krishna said, "It has been described in detail by the seers and in different Vedic chants, and also in the reasoned and decisive texts of the Brahma Sutras separately." Arjun said, "What is that Kshetra?" Lord Krishna said, "The 5 subtle elements, that is, ether, air, fire, water and earth, the ego, the intellect, primordial matter, the 10 senses, the mind and the 5 objects of sense, that is, sound, touch, color, taste and smell. These 24 constitute the Kshetra." Arjun said, "What are the evolutes of that Kshetra?" Lord Krishna said, "Desire, aversion, pleasure, pain, the body, consciousness and firmness. Thus, I have briefly described this Kshetra with 7 evolutes or modifications." Arjun said, "How should I acquire the knowledge of the Kshetra that it is different from Kshetragya?" Lord Krishna said, absence of pride, freedom from hypocrisy, non-violence with body, mind and speech, forgiveness, straightforwardness of body, mind and speech, service of the preceptor or teacher, purity of the body and mind, steadfastness in spiritual discipline, self-control, dispassion towards the objects of senses, absence of egoism, constant perception of pain and evil inherent in birth, death, old age and disease, absence of attachment, non-identification of self with son, wife, home, etc., constant equanimity both in favorable and unfavorable circumstances, unflinching devotion to me through exclusive attachment of mind to me and indifference to the world, nature of living in secluded place, distaste in the company of men, constant meditation on God's existence, observing God everywhere. All this is declared knowledge, because by this knowledge the body will be perceived as this and different from the self, and what is contrary to this is called ignorance, because with it one identifies the self with the body. Arjun said, "What is the essence which is acquired by the knowledge of Kshetra and Kshetragya?" Lord Krishna said, "That is the knowable God. I shall describe that knowledge by knowing which one attains immortality." Arjun said, "What is the form of that knowable?" Lord Krishna said, "That is without beginning and end, and he is the supreme Brahma. He can neither be called Sat nor Asat. He can be called neither Sat nor Asat. The reason is that without having the feeling of Asat, we cannot use the word Sat for the Supreme Soul. We also cannot call him Asat because the real never ceases to be. So, Sat and Asat do not apply to him. He is pure consciousness or absolute immortality." Arjun said, "How is he then?" Lord Krishna said, "With hands and feet everywhere, with eyes, head and face everywhere, with ears everywhere. He stands pervading all. Though devoid of senses, he illumines all sense objects. He is unattached, but is the sustainer of all. He is attributeless, but is the enjoyer of all qualities or gunas." Arjun said, "How is this contradiction possible in him?" Lord Krishna said, "All the contradictions merge in him because he is without and within all beings, and he constitutes both animate and inanimate creation. That is, there is no existence except him. He is farthest as well as nearest. Far and near can be in three ways: place, time and thing. As far as place is concerned, he is farthest as well as nearest. So far as time is concerned, he was in the past, he is at present, and he will remain in future. As far as things are concerned, he existed before the things came into existence, will remain when they are destroyed, and he is now in the form of things." This verse is the gist of this topic. If we understand this verse in the right perspective and meditate on its theme, we come to know that God is everywhere, all the time, in all the things, and then this feeling will remain with us automatically, whether we are in solitude or in practical life. He is incomprehensible because of his subtlety, that is, he is beyond the reach of sense and mind, so there is no contradiction in him. Arjun said, "Why is there no contradiction in him, O Lord?" Lord Krishna said, "Though indivisible, yet he seems to be divided among beings or things. He is to be known as the creator, sustainer and destroyer. That is, he himself takes the form of creation, sustenance and destruction. He should be explored." Arjun said, "What is his form?" Lord Krishna said, He is the light of all lights of senses, mind and intellect. He is the illuminator of all knowledges. He is beyond darkness. He is knowledge, the object of knowledge and also worth attaining through knowledge. He is seated in the hearts of all. Arjun said, What else is to be known and what is the importance of that knowledge? Lord Krishna said, Kshetra, knowledge and the knowable, all these three are to be known. The devotee who knows the three properly enters into my being, that is, he realizes that he has identity with me. Arjun said, A devotee having known Kshetra, knowledge and the knowable realizes his identity with you. But the striver who wants to follow only the discipline of knowledge or jnana, what knowledge is necessary for him? Lord Krishna said, It is necessary to know the matter and spirit separately and correctly, and the fact that both of them are without beginning. Arjun said, When both are without beginning, from where do modifications and qualities emanate? Lord Krishna said, All modifications and qualities are born of matter or prakriti. Moreover, prakriti is said to be the root of all activities, means and doership. Arjun said, O Lord, in what aspect is spirit or purush the cause? Lord Krishna said, Spirit is said to be the cause in the experience of pleasure and pain. Arjun said, When does spirit become cause for experiencing pleasure and pain? Lord Krishna said, Spirit seated in matter or prakriti, accepting the relationship with it, experiences gunas or qualities, and attachment to these gunas is the cause of his birth in high and low wombs. Arjun said, What are the characteristics of spirit? Lord Krishna said, Spirit, even when dwelling in this body, is really transcendent and is the supreme soul. But because of its relationship with the body, which is the effect of matter, it has been declared to be the witness, because of approval, the guide, because of its support, the feeder, because of the experience of pleasure and pain, the experiencer, and because of accepting its lordship, the supreme lord. Arjun said, O Lord, what accrues by having this knowledge of spirit and matter? Lord Krishna said, He who thus knows attributeless Purush and Prakriti with its threefold qualities, even though engaged in all sorts of activities approved by the sacred books, is not born again, that is, he is liberated from the cycle of birth and death. Arjun said, Is there also any other means to know that Purush? Lord Krishna said, Yes, there is. Some by meditation behold the self in their own heart, others behold by proceeding along with the path of knowledge, and other again by treading the path of action. Arjun said, Is there any easy means also? Lord Krishna said, Yes. Those who don't know the spiritual means such as the yogas of meditation and knowledge etc., but only obey the commands of liberated great souls, also transcend death, that is, they are emancipated. Arjun said, O Lord, how do they transcend death? Lord Krishna said, O best of the Bharat family, whatever beings, animate or inanimate, are born, know them as emanated from the union of Kshetra and Kshetragya. But those beings who do not accept relationship with Kshetra transcend death and are liberated from the cycle of birth and death. Arjun said, How should one be free from this union? Lord Krishna said, One should realize his axiomatic relationship with God and renounce relationship with matter. He who sees the Supreme Lord as the only imperishable substance abiding equally in all perishable beings, beholds the reality and becomes free from this union. By seeing the same Lord dwelling equally in all, the striver does not accept his identity with the body. Then he does not kill himself by the self, that is, he does not accept his death by the death of the body, and therefore reaches the supreme state. Arjun said, Now, how to renounce relationship with matter or prakriti or body? Lord Krishna said, He who sees that all actions are performed by prakriti alone loses the sense of doership, and when he perceives the bodies of beings as rooted in prakriti and emanating from prakriti, that very moment he attains Brahma and has no affinity for prakriti. Arjun said, Why does it so happen? Lord Krishna said, O son of Kunti, because of being without beginning and without attributes, this spirit is nothing else than the imperishable Paramatma or Supreme Soul. It, dwelling in the body, neither acts nor is tainted, that is, it is neither a doer nor an experiencer. Arjun said, How is it not contaminated or tainted? Lord Krishna said, As the all-pervasive ether is not contaminated by reason of its subtlety, so is the self seated everywhere in the body not the least contaminated. Arjun said, How does the spirit not act, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, As the one sun illumines the whole world but has no doership of illumination, so does this Kshetragya or spirit without having doership illumines the whole Kshetra. In this way, those who perceive with the eye of wisdom this distinction between Kshetra and Kshetragya and see themselves separate from Prakriti and its evolutes attain the Supreme Soul. End of chapter 13.